smokers and cocaine.
I'm also Gabe.
What are these brown people doing?
What up, guys? What up?
I'm also gay.
I'm also gay.
That's a new one.
Congratulations.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wait What Podcast. I am producer Matt.
I am Steve K.
Cameron, and Chevy asked me to drive him home today.
He has severe diarrhea.
Severe. Say it one more time.
Chevy. Severe. Chevy can't be here today, but he's here in spirit.
Yes.
We were just watching Elon Musk smoke weed on the Joe Rogan podcast. A classic clip.
This happened much, much long ago, but this did not get his deserved attention at the time.
I think I did. His stock went down, plummeted.
Oh, deserved attention from us, though, I meant. Very arrogantly, of course.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I watched it when it came out. Like, this is just a funny moment. Like I said, the whole podcast is definitely worth listening to, though. Some good shit on there.
Awesome. It became a meme, lifelong meme and timeless moment in Joe Rogan and the internet's history.
Rogan's got that famous face in his office on a canvas.
No
Yeah. Yep. It's behind, awesome. Right behind a couch.
It's a proud moment to get caught in a podcast like that.
Yeah, he paid the price, though. His stock went down severely afterwards. I'm sure it bounced back like it always does, but people are so stupid. It's legal in California. What's the big deal? And he owns the company. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Speaking of company, that was a bit of news that happened recently is this fucking Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, straight out of the PlayStation.
Did you watch The Rock moment?
Oh, of course. Well, not that hard. Elon Musk was displaying his new prototype, like, electric truck, and he had his engineer throw, like a ball bearing at it, and he was trying to display the bulletproof glass that it has, and so his engineer throws the thing right at the window all confidently, and it broke, and Elon Musk immediately responds, well, not that hard.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, it didn't go through, it's okay. And he had him do it twice, too. That was his huge mistake. And I saw a comment, somebody was like, and then he had to give the rest of the presentation just occasionally looking at the cracks in the windows, pissed off. Somebody said his tone changed a little bit after that.
Should we tell him we didn't get the glass in on time, or no, just let him go with it?
I'm sure somebody got fired for that shit.
There was some shit I saw on Reddit where they were saying, it's like, well, because they were actually practicing the demo before the show, and apparently when they did it then, it was fine, but they could have introduced little fractures when they were testing it that all of a sudden became apparent when they did it for real.
Yeah. Sounds like a good excuse.
Sounds right. Like it worked.
The memes have been fantastic, though. Somebody modded it into James Bond on PS.
Yes,
or on N64, I mean. And it had the broken glass on the side of it, too.
So the fun. Best comment I saw was like, can you imagine how fast that's going to be when you turn off the graphics, though?
Oh, yeah.
I know, it grew on me quickly, though. It does look absurd, but the biggest reason for the design, well, not the biggest, but one of the big reasons for the design is the aerodynamics that it has. It's going to be the most aerodynamic truck on the market, period.
Right. Dude, and they're 2.9 seconds, 0 to 60.
So stupid.
That's faster than like 90% of sports cars.
Insane.
Right, that's true. And it's a beast. It's bigger than most trucks, too.
Well, I kind of like the fact that there were accessories that came with it, like that trailer right there. Yeah. You can get a trailer that follows its same style. You can get an ATV that can come with it.
That picture right there with him standing next to the glass, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ATV looks dope, too. I don't know. It grew on me really quickly. When I first saw it, I was like, the fuck?
Would you put down $100 to, you know, be involved, be no, offered because financing?
I wouldn't be able to.
Lego Mark.
Probably afford it.
Tesla.
And I don't
wait,
really
Lego Mark. What are you talking about?
The one, right, go back up right there.
Just a Lego.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's a Lego with wheels on it.
I'd rather get like a Model 3 or something.
I like the Warthog edition, though. That's nice.
Yeah. I can see why people hate it, though. Yes. It is pretty ugly.
I'd buy one if I had money.
I mean,
boobs.
if I had fuck
boobs.
You, yeah, that's so funny. If I had fuck you money, I'd buy it for sure.
Heck right. Yeah, that.
I think it's not going to be out for another 3 years or some shit anyways, though. So, we'll all forget about it until it finally comes out. Did you see him hit that cone when he was pulling on the parking lot?
No.
Like, it was a minor like hit, but it was funny. Baby Yoda.
I was going to say, it's a segue.
It's a segue into this.
What do you guys think? What are your impressions?
Oh, it's like Baby Yoda made the Cybertruck.
Oh, he drew it. It does look like a child drew it.
I haven't gotten that far along in The Mandalorian yet, too.
See Baby Yoda?
Oh, yeah. You haven't?
No?
We only watched like 3/4 of the first episode and I fell asleep, so I'll jump back into it, I'm sure.
It's good. It's good.
Matt, have you watched it?
I've watched, I think up to episode 4.
Gotcha.
I think, something like that.
Hmm.
I just caught up with 6 this weekend.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, we're
it's pretty good.
Binging it, huh?
It's different.
Normally I binge shows, but for some reason I got caught up in The Mandalorian on the first episode because I thought it was a movie. I didn't know it was a TV show. And so I just watched it. I was like, oh shit, that was only 45. Oh, this, ah, fuck. Well, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems good. I mean, that's like everything you would want from a Star Wars short story.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
It's kind of cool that they brought the Mandalorian in. And, I mean, because who was it? Who was the other Mandalorian?
Bubba Fett.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I always liked him for some reason.
Yeah.
Bubba Fett. He's like one of my favorites.
How did he become famous?
Oh, I'm so bad at lore, dude.
I went back and looked at like the old episode, like the first, second three. Fucking, I don't know why the hell they did that. But
right.
I went back and watched those, and Boba Fett's only in the movie for like 10 minutes.
And he has his mask off. That's the one thing that kind of got me, because throughout this entire thing on The Mandalorian, he can't take off his mask in front of anybody.
Right.
And like the first time that we see him, he doesn't have his mask on.
The Mandalorian or Boba Fett?
No, Boba Fett.
Okay, I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
so is that to protect their identity because they are bounty hunters?
I think so.
Especially the Mandalorian's time, they make it seem like there's a lot of them, but only one of them gets to go out into public at a time. But
oh, yeah, my bad. You know, of course.
Thanks, we know of other Mandalorians, as well as, like, apparently in the Clone Wars, the cartoon Star Trek thing, Star Wars thing.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking
Jesus
done.
Christ.
You're dead now.
Send me home. I'm drunk.
We'll finish up ourselves. Anyway, what about it?
But they went in that cartoon, they like went to Mandalore, the actual place.
Oh,
like,
is that where they come from?
Yeah. And that, apparently the whole community, none of them all had their masks on. There were huge communities.
Well, if they're in their own community, then they don't have to hide their identity. It's probably when they go on to other.
Right. And they also in The Mandalorian, they let loose a little bit of information saying that something happened to Mandalore.
Yeah.
And the theory that I've seen people talk about is that.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah. Well, they haven't come out about any of this, so possible spoilers if this is where it actually goes.
And then he dies on episode 3. It's crazy.
Yeah. Everybody dies in episode 3.
Baby Yoda
3.
Kills him. So.
That would be the biggest turn ever. Baby Yoda just fucks him up.
No.
So if Baby Yoda, because Yoda as an adult was like a couple hundred years old, right? I'm sorry if I'm totally fucking that up, but I know he's really old. So I wonder how old Yoda actually is in this.
So apparently they say it at the beginning that this Baby Yoda is only like 50 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So he's still a baby, but he's still super fucking old.
I did hear something about this. Let's see. Disney came out with it, right? They didn't give the rights out to Hasbro like they normally do for anything else.
For like games and
for
stuff?
For anything for Baby Yoda. They didn't do anything. So it could have been this Baby Yoda, the little action figure or whatever. It was not. There's nothing anywhere right now.
Is that one right there? It kind of looks like one.
That's like a mock-up or whatever of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like someone made it or
something. I like this Tesla truck, but that looks like one of those cups from the 90s.
Right.
Cup from Speedway.
Right.
But
Elon H4.
They didn't give the rights to Hasbro at all.
So is there a controversy about that or what?
So it's kind of like it could have been. They could have like rode the wave with it completely. It could have been like the Tickle Me Elmo of like the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I'm surprised.
Everybody would have want a plush.
I'm really Yoda surprised doll, that they didn't.
So but Hasbro didn't.
There's
get
toys
it.
Right there.
Yeah, there is toys, but there's no official Star Wars Hasbro toys.
Huh. Well, the
until
certainly
they, I think
any
they just started, I think, or something like that. Maybe they just let them out.
We go up to the Target one. I want to see how much that was. I think I'm gonna buy one just for the hell of it. Give it to my dog.
Wow.
I don't know.
That doesn't even look right. He doesn't have fur.
$25. That's a lot, dude. And yeah, it's does not even a good representation of it. Jeez. Why am I not surprised? You know how fucking small that thing is?
3 days ago, it says.
Yeah.
Oh, $10. There you go. Okay.
What
those
the
are hideous,
fuck?
Too. I wish they were furry.
And those are mock-ups. They're not even the real thing. At
right.
this point.
Oh, yeah. It says pre-order. $59 right there. I guess they, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
That was cool when he ate that thing, though. Yeah, I like it. I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as I used to be. When I was growing up, I was kind of slightly obsessed, but I never really memorized lore and stuff like that as much as a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit indifferent to it these days. Like, I don't go and see it in the theaters anymore.
Right. Same here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about something really fucking boring. Right. Trump impeachment trials.
That's cute and boring shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really know what to say. I think shit's going to go down tomorrow, whether we find out or not.
What exactly is happening tomorrow? Do you know?
What the charges are, or what might happen?
Yeah, he has two different charges: obstruction of justice and abuse of power.
Yeah, exactly.
You say that something's going to happen tomorrow?
I think there's a vote in the House tomorrow on it.
I think.
And I think there's going to be enough Democrats. Looks like it might happen, but you never know. It keeps going back and forth. Like, I see both things reported on Reddit all the time. r/politics is a cesspool of anti-Trump people. And I'm not exactly pro-Trump, but I like to see different shit, not just all this huge circle jerk about how much they hate Trump and how much he should be taken down.
Right. Right. And how much of an idiot you are
if you
think he's right on anything.
Right. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't dare be... it's just pointless if you're going to make a pro-Trump comment on that on that subreddit. And that's just politics. It's not r/Democrats.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
You should just go on there and be like, I disagree with that.
I'll get...
Yeah. Don't even say what it is. I disagree with that.
You're that's fucking Nazi.
Just close my eyes and click on a random comment and reply to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guarantee you get called a Nazi.
Oh, man.
For sure.
Trump Nazi. Damn Trump Nazi.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Reddit. I'm just sick of hearing about political beliefs in general.
Yeah.
Like, all over Reddit, there's like a common theme of just like a lot of like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Anything.
Reddit has that reputation, I've heard.
Right.
Of them all piling up on people and circle jerking themselves about whatever opinion. It's very liberal too, which is fine. People are generally nice, but I've seen some dogpiling for sure. Yeah.
As with any social media, you find yourself, you can find your echo chamber. Such is true with the internet in general.
I do sub to it though, because I like to see what's going on over there. I just don't participate.
I'm a Redditor, but I'm not like other Redditors.
I just like the I just like the laughs, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking psychopaths.
Do it for the memes. Do it for the
memes. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Maybe.
Yeah.
Weed's legal in Michigan now, bitches, and I mean actually legal.
Yep.
So for anyone who's not in Michigan, which is maybe like 1.5 of you in 10 years.
Yeah, something like that.
When they listen to this in 10 years.
Right.
We're just going to get a back catalog and release it all at once.
That's right.
Thousands of episodes. Somebody will listen eventually.
That's right. Please.
Somewhere.
I wonder if people are going to start thinking they can smoke and go to work and stuff, though.
Yeah, it's legal.
You can't.
But it's legal like
alcohol
drinking,
is legal.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. So like, you can smoke in your car. You can drive around with it, necessarily.
You said can't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can drive around with a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it has to be out of reach, and you cannot, like you said, smoke in your car whatsoever.
It's the same as alcohol. Think about it. You got a fifth in your...
Drinking in your car, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you can't smoke it at stoplights. I mean, we had that one guy that was drinking at stoplights.
So. Oh, yeah.
I think he was in Florida, honestly. But
cool.
I have to take a real poop break. You guys just want to keep going until I get back?
Poop break.
We just poop break.
Okay.
All right, guys, poop break.
Plus one.
Wow.
I eat ass.
You are a serial woman offender.
It feels good on my nipples.
Yeah. It's really fucked up, and I'm glad it exists.
Sure am.
And we're back.
And I'm eating jerky.
And on a side note, we're looking for a sponsor for new chairs and a better studio.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, our sound foam is falling off the walls.
Or maybe just someone to buy us some more nails.
Hey, do me a favor. Do 1.8 million times 52. Marijuana shoppers spent nearly 1.8 million in Michigan during first week of recreational sales.
Oh, what did I do?
Almost
$93.6 million.
A year on average, and that's just one city. So
wow.
Our roads better fucking be fixed.
Yeah.
God damn
our roads better be fucking gold. That's all I'm saying. Paved with gold and wheat.
So recently, Michigan is now legal for recreational marijuana. Not just medical, but recreational. Anyone over 21 can buy We just set up these laws, though, and so we don't have many places to buy it. And most of the shops you can see are just in Ann Arbor and a couple, maybe four or five sprinkled throughout the rest of Michigan.
I'm so not surprised it's Ann Arbor. They have right. Hash Bash every year.
Just in 1 week alone, the first week, $1.8 million in sales.
So, I mean, that's just sales. I guess that's not what we're going to get in tax revenue, but still.
So, but there's like some kind of what are the taxes exactly? So
I have no idea. Let's definitely talk about taxes.
Yes, let's talk about taxes in our podcast.
Well, we can talk about something else. Just Googling it, you know, out of curiosity.
I'm kind of curious.
Google
too.
It up. Jeez.
Okay, what are they exactly, though? Fuckers. I know it's like 6% sales tax.
And 15
like,
right there. Excise.
Excise. That's what it was.
And 7.25 sales. That's a lot. Jesus.
Damn.
So, what is it? 22.5%? 22.25. So,
wow.
93.6 million. So, 1.8 times 52. 93.6 million times 22.25, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. It has to be 0 point.
Yeah.
So, 22%, 22.25%. That's still $20 million for the state in 1 week. Jeez. Or no, that's the whole year. Per year, that's $20 million a year, 21 almost.
It's not as exciting as 100, but still.
Still, yeah, you're right. Still. That's insane, though.
And it's for the whole state. The state spends billions per year. Shit.
Oh, well, we're just going to have the worst roads in the whole United States forever. Frandor's fucking falling apart right now.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's all this about just Michigan stuff. Damn it.
Yeah.
Stupid Michigan crap.
What do you guys think about the Golden Harvest getting revived? Did we already talk about that?
No.
They're asking for donations.
I
wonder if they've gotten any.
I'm actually curious. I would not have done it. I didn't do it. Like, this is a business that's been run for profit. Like, and you didn't manage your money correctly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess if, and obviously they're not interested because they've only raised 3,000 out of 60 is their goal. So it doesn't seem to be gaining very much traction.
Right.
But I can understand, though, if they're like, hey, maybe people want to see us stay around, and if they do, they'll donate. I think it has roof issues, maybe.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that they're unrecoverable. They've been bootstrapping for a long time, blah, blah, blah.
HVAC,
wow, that's a really short story, actually.
Yeah, if I went there every day, I would go there a lot more often if not a line out the door every single time you go.
Right, yeah.
It just doesn't feel worth it sometimes.
Right.
You know, I get a random urge to go maybe once a year. And the food is fucking killer. There's no
only in summertime. Like I've never gone in the winter. I've heard people say like, "Oh, it's a nice place to go in the winter because nobody else is doing it, so you can get in and out quicker."
Hmm.
Whereas in the summer is when you end up with a line down the street.
Yeah,
I've waited a solid 35-40 minutes before.
I have never gone.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You should do it before they shut down.
Yeah.
Is there a deadline on this game?
No. Yeah, as far as I know, GoFundMes don't have a deadline. They just kind of go.
Not the GoFundMe. I mean, like when they're fucked and they can't go forward anymore.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a good question.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Rip the Golden Harvest.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
Jesus.
All right. So, Florida pastor calls on God to kill comedian Sarah Silverman for being a witch, quote unquote.
Did he actually say this for real?
Yes, I think there's a video.
He called her a witch and a Jezebel.
Yes. Jesus.
God, I hate hyper-religious people. They're so fucking ridiculous.
The hell?
Do we have to pay to read the rest of this?
Block.
Bullshit. Oh, another fucking ad blocker.
Oh, that's why. I don't even use ad blocker. Is that brutal? I swear. Probably for that exact reason right there.
Yeah, it's kind of I mean, it's nice when it shuts it off, but when you have to do it extra, it's like,
does it skip YouTube ads?
No. Well, not always. Sometimes it, when it first came out, it did, but.
You know, these Jewish false prophets, anti-Christian, anti-God, you know, they're willing to put Jesus to death again. You heard this comedian, Sarah Silverman? You guys know what I'm talking
about? Pause it.
She brags about it.
What'd you just call her? Did you just call her a comedian who makes jokes? Maybe she doesn't actually believe all the shit that she says, and she's saying it for fucking jokes. You psychopath.
Almost,
I mean, my
like
God, do you really think? Gee, get your shit together, dude.
Here we go.
Do it again. Listen, she is a witch. She is a Jezebel. She is a God-hating whore of Zionism.
Burn her at the stake.
Zionism.
She is a wicked person.
Go back a little bit. I hope she dies, he said.
And she is a wicked person. And she is like, breaks her teeth out. Zionism. I hope that God breaks her teeth out and she dies. She
oh, jeez.
And she is like,
I hope that God breaks her teeth out and she dies.
Wow. Yeah. Good thing God doesn't have that invisible power to do that to people, you fucking psychopath.
Not very Christian of your bud.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, can you finish it? It's only 39 seconds.
No, I want to scroll away.
Of religious Judaism. She is Satan's scoffer, and she is there to take the world and make them laugh and then diss Jesus. Try to take away the respect from Jesus. And listen, we have to be on...
Fuck you, kill yourself.
We have to be on top of her.
God, that is so annoying, dude.
Wow.
Hyper-religious people calling for the death of people by God. I mean, over a joke, too.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
It's not like she punched your 8-year-old daughter in the face. Right. It's like, come on.
I mean, if she did, then maybe, but...
Right. Yeah, what a psychopath.
Male birth control was announced recently, apparently.
Can they hear that on the podcast, the video we just listened to?
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Sign me the fuck up.
Could be
injected into groin. Still want to do it?
Nope. Never mind.
Never mind.
So is that like your gooch area? Where is that?
I don't know if it would be like above your dick or the gooch. Maybe, or... Yeah.
Probably above. That sounds
directly into your balls.
Oh, I'm trying to think of this video I saw earlier today of this this manager for a baseball team getting kicked out, and it gets pretty fucking hilarious. There's audio to it too.
What is it?
We can finish talking about this real quick. What do you think about this? I mean, I would just, if I'm going to do that, I would just get, what is it called?
Vasectomy?
Yeah, thank you. Right?
Well, it depends.
And it's reversed. I was just thinking of that Michael Scott scene where he's like, snip, snap, snip, snap, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, shit's so funny. Yeah, it's reversible, I believe. So I would just do that. I don't know. What are you just going to get ejection after ejection in your groin area?
I think it lasts for a period of time.
Right.
And then I think if you want to, you can have another injection that like dissolves it completely.
Mm. So, give me all the injections.
There you go.
I bet you Aaron would sign up for this.
Just chop them off.
That'd be less painful than getting a needle in your dick.
Just, you know. I mean, people gauge out their ears all the time, right? Why don't you just put a rubber band around it like they do with... Go bulls and call it good, man.
Yikes.
There's a show, Nip Tuck, where he claimed he could, like, when he took a shower, he'd get the water really hot and he'd cup his balls and in the shower, and that would like burn the semen.
And what was it?
A Nip Tuck.
Oh yeah, I remember that show. I used to watch it. I stopped watching it after a while and like kind of just lost interest in it, but that shit was really good for a while. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That was good. It's about plastic surgery and these two doctors that are just live kind of crazy lifestyles.
My wife watched it, though. I feel like my wife watched it.
That's pretty good.
Did you ever see what was the one about the money launderer?
Breaking Bad?
Netflix show. No, not Breaking Bad.
Ozark.
It.
I never watched that one either. That looked kind of cool though. Yeah.
I was gonna say it's like that, but that's another one that's like same kind of demeanor. It's like simple lifestyle kind of job, but gets really fucked up just because of stuff.
Weird.
Oh yeah, you should watch that, Matt. If you're looking for something new to watch,
I'll have to.
Really good. It hooks you like right off the bat. So, what is that?
Sending dick pics is illegal in Texas?
Result in a $500 really fine.
So there's going to be a lot of dudes getting fined.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
So, okay.
Some good revenue opportunities here, it seems like.
Is this a civil infraction? Because this means that you would actually get a legitimate court date for.
Oh, shit. A criminal record.
Wow.
Unsolicited. Sending.
Can you imagine that court proceeding?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be
classy
gold.
Misdemeanor.
Damn.
Yeah, that's like that's more than the civil infraction.
I wonder how they'd be able to prove that it was actually yours.
Came from your
like,
number,
we need to
I
see
guess.
Your dick.
Your number,
we yeah, need you to reenact this photo in front of the court, please. That
all
would
right,
be a good,
whip it out.
You know what? That would be a great way to stop men from doing this, is just have them take their dick out in court. Like, right. You want people to see it so bad unsolicited? I'm sure they wouldn't do it again.
All right. It hasn't been this long. We got pretty far back in our show topics page.
All right. Yeah.
It hasn't been this long, has it? October 27th?
I think we only like covered a couple of them before anyway. But
Type in baseball manager throws There's a lot of good content here. Bats.
That's fun.
Right here. Yep. I think it doesn't start for like at least 30 seconds.
What the f- is going on?
Oh, no. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, here we go. We're good. We're good.
Hey, get your hands off.
Get your
hands off. He never even said anything.
He
never said a f***ing word to you.
You got to shit on your...
Wait, pause it. There's an unedited one. It's so much better.
Unedited one?
Yeah. Like, they don't bleep out the swear words.
SFW. No.
Oh, there you go.
I guess just add... not safe for work?
Yeah, just add NSFW after it. Like, just copy and paste that title and then put NSFW. Or just add an N, I guess, to FW.
There you go.
SFW. W. Bush.
W.
I don't know where that came from. This, yeah, it's the first one. I think that might be the one you have to skip just a hair, like 30 seconds in.
Right now.
Yeah, keep going.
Bob Johnson up at the plate.
I thought that was real.
Swinging a miss.
This is AAA baseball. He calls it professional, but.
Get your hands off me.
What the fuck is going on?
Turn it up.
Let's see what he actually did.
What the fuck?
I'll explain it to you.
It looked like he actually said something.
I can explain it to you.
And right there.
He did.
He's saying a lot of things.
Yeah.
Your hands off.
He never even fucking said anything.
Well, it's because he kicked him out of the game.
You got a shit on your fucking shoulder. You got a fucking bullshit. God damn it, you've had a horse shit zone all day. What'd he say to you?
It gets better.
He never even looked at you. He never even fucking looked at you.
Obviously, he looked at him.
Right.
What the fuck did I just say?
Now he kicked him out.
You motherfucker.
He's kicking dirt on the plate. Which is a pretty typical move.
Bullshit. I never said a goddamn word to the guy. You know it.
Why is
you
he
know
kicking?
It.
Because they have to clean the plates off. So it's like an inconvenience to them.
I want to know what I said. I'm going to ask him what I said. I'm going to ask him what I said.
Are you? You're going to ask him what he said?
We're going to ask him what he said.
I'm just going to ask him.
You fucking... That's some bullshit. You know, the last guy I bumped, I'd have knocked you on your fucking ass. Put that in your fucking report, you little fucking pimpsqueak. Pimp's fucking joke.
Wally,
God damn it.
Wally, let's go. Let's go.
I want to know what I said. I'm
a... All right, there's a little bit more of that.
Short move, John.
Right here. Right here. Right here.
Oh, shit. He's still angry.
No, go forward. Just say here.
I think that's we're about to see it. Joke.
Yeah, he's kicked out of the game, by the
it's
way.
Only like he, 3 seconds.
He's supposed to be leaving.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, shit. Fucking throwing bats in the field.
He throws every single bat on
permission
the field.
To shoot, Captain.
Every practice bat that they have.
Throw bats at the referees.
Give me the goddamn balls.
Sorry, guys. We got a real adult on the field.
Give me these goddamn balls.
Pick that shit up, you piece of shit.
Dude, you didn't even make any of those baskets.
Catcher, get out of the way.
Catcher, get out of
the way. Hey, you about threw it into a fucking kid, dickhead.
I like
this.
He's
just like barely tossing him. Like, okay.
He's not even throwing him anything. He's just throwing him onto the field.
Yeah, they have to pick him up now. It's a huge inconvenience to the umps. They have to literally clear the fucking baseball diamond now. That's why he's doing it. And then he tells his team not to touch him. So the only way the game can go on is if those refs pick up all this
ball.
Or the umps, rather, I mean. I think he's fucking funny. And if you, there's a follow-up video where he,
Yeah, they're just all a mess there.
Yeah. There's a follow-up. We don't need to watch it, but there's a follow-up video where the heavy breathing.
Get me a pair of fingernail clippers in there.
Fingernail clippers.
All right, that's good.
Kind of funny, in the background there, they're playing Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that shit's so great. So he's talking to another ump in a later video, and the ump takes his side, because that ump did kick him out for bullshit. The batter was like, just said something that wasn't worthy of getting kicked out for. So,
which anyway, is what set the whole thing in
the
motion.
The freak out was fucking 10 out of 10, though.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why the coach was so pissed, because he just thought he
called me a pipsqueak.
Yeah. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole watching managers freak out in baseball after watching that.
Oh, man.
That's by far the best one, though.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. What else?
Insider.com says there's a dead man that pranked his family at his own funeral using a recording that said,
"Let me out."
Pretty much of him screaming, "Let me out." Then they put it into the coffin in the ground. Sounds like something I'd do.
It sounds like a great way to give some old family members a fucking heart attack.
Right?
Oh, man.
They just start actually prying his fucking coffin open.
Billy, no.
Dude, that would be terrible.
It's fucking dark in here, it says.
In Ireland. And a man in Ireland got his last laugh by pranking them. Yeah. His family.
What a dick.
It sounds like they took it as a good joke, though. Let me out. It's fucking dark in here. That's so funny.
Watch the video of the prank. That would be on fucking YouTube.
I think it was obviously a recording. I remember seeing that on Reddit, I think.
Oh, man.
So, like, they, you know, he probably did it smart enough that they wouldn't actually freak out. What is that with that dinosaur?
The dinosaur one was a little while ago. It was in 2016, but it was still funny. I guess there was some... where the hell is that?
It looks surprisingly real. Like, I thought it would just be like a
high street somewhere.
Like a blow-up doll or something, but it looks kind of legit.
25-foot model Triceratops was removed from the high street gold godlish.
That'd probably scare the shit out of me if I was driving on the road, honestly.
It was in a Jurassic garden, and they moved it into the road.
Oh, so it was like a legit. Yeah. Nice.
It was a big model, so some kids just moved it all into the middle of the road.
I hope it scared the shit out of somebody. Oh.
Guys, I think we can move it. I don't know, man. Well, let's go try. Fuck it, okay.
All right, why not?
I wonder how they found out they were drunk. I mean, kind of obvious, I guess, but I could just see some stupid kids doing that.
Right.
It'd definitely be sober people.
I'd do it. I'd do it right now.
Man, I saw a video again today of e-cig blowing up in somebody's pocket.
Damn.
Yeah. It looked just like that one. That
had been happening for a long time, though.
I know it's still happening, though, is my point.
It's crazy we invent this battery technology, and what do? Fucking smoke oils with it.
and put it a centimeter from our thigh or skin.
Right.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's like amazing battery technology.
I forget why that happens to the lithiums, but I watched a video on it. But yeah, it's not worth the risk, man. Or I at least wouldn't keep it in my pocket. Although, can you imagine if it blew up while you're hitting it?
Oh,
which has happened before.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Seeing like pictures and stuff of that.
What are these whores doing?
Michigan
so,
Seltzer Fest.
Have you guys had seltzers yet?
Not really, no.
Hard like alcohol seltzers?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
It's like
not,
hard
not
seltzers
lot, but...
are like a trend of 2019.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I'd never heard
definitely
of them
the,
ever before.
Definitely the new, like, just how Starbucks was a trend and how pumpkin spice becomes a trend.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely huge now. I've had quite a few. I don't hate them.
So they started, but they started, Michigan starts a festival for hard
seltzers. I'm so not surprised.
Hard seltzers.
And of course, these would be the girls that are there.
Right.
Whatever you're picturing right now is the girls that would be in this article. Those are the girls that are in this article. For sure.
Typical white girl, you know.
Yeah, really enjoying themselves on that. Hard seltzer. It's 5% though. I mean, it's no joke. It's like chugging beers, and it goes down really smooth. We already covered all these.
Yeah,
most of these.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, later. Have a great day.
There's 2 months worth of shows.
Yep.
Really missing our lead curator.
Yep, I couldn't.
I mean,
no shit.
You know.
Yeah, this episode will.
We could
definitely give you an idea of how worthy Chevy is of being on here.
Our voicemails, if you want to.
Oh, that's a great idea. Voicemail.
Hey, Matt, will you cut this out?
Sure.
Search my number. What?
Damn it. Do we remember what it was, guys?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to pause for just 1 second, and we're back. Okay.
All right. Does anybody remember the theme for Blue's Clues?
No.
Mail.
Yes.
We should do something like that for voicemail.
Yeah, sure.
Lead the way.
This one comes from a weird phone number I don't recognize.
Adore Adventures is definitely.
We're not going to tell you the phone number, but we're going to play this for
it's
you.
It's 517-797.
55555.
Five.
Matt, will you cut this out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Adore Adventures calling in regards to your account. It's very important that we hear from you as soon as possible. 989-671-1191.
Wow, thank you so much for sending that in. We really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
There's this YouTuber that trolls.
Didn't realize we had one of those.
He'll call these numbers back, and it's always these guys in India, and he trolls he trolls them for hours. He puts on a voice cover and makes him sound like an old lady, like a gullible old lady. It's very entertaining, and he does like the dumbest shit. Like they'll get him. This is what they do, dude. They convince. Go ahead.
I'm calling.
You've reached the marketing department for Outdoor Adventure and Venture Out Resort.
I mean, there's obviously non-Indian company
phone
ones, but.
And contact...
He goes and intentionally finds these ones over in India, and they really take advantage of old ladies here in the States.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically try and convince you to go buy a Google Play card and then upload it, like put the money. I don't even know how they receive it, but whatever. They get these people to go buy them and give them money for free. So he does it, but he accidentally, quote unquote, accidentally doesn't give it to him. Like he does this process right in front of them because they take over his computer too. And they get so fucking frustrated because she keeps doing it wrong. And they're like, it's like 3 hours wasted. And he'll upload like a couple $1,000. And they're just sitting there watching the money just right in front of their face. Dude, it's really funny.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they always end up getting frustrated and hanging up. There's a legit 3 hour one.
All right, let's see this one.
Is this a butt dial? Wait, what?
What? Leave a message, Jake. What are you thinking?
Is this Chevy?
Yeah. I don't think so. What the fuck?
It kind of sounds like Chevy in the background a little bit.
Oh, it is Chevy in the background.
Well, that was a terrible voicemail.
It's long.
Maybe it's a butt dial.
We're gonna play.
Everybody say goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Next.
We might have to legit cut that out.
All right, we have a lot from actually this one. Let's listen to this one. Then we go on to outdoor event. No, all right, this is another. What the? Who the fuck has their phone number? All right, so that's this.
Well, yeah, this is James. I've been taught that every woman really just needs to be mastered and controlled.
Fuck that shit while you're back there, will you, sugar?
I got to call back.
Wow.
Hey, wait a second. It smells like pot in here.
Okay.
They said pot in here, not pot in here.
All right.
Hmm.
Do we?
Yes. Yes, this is Abdul calling once again. You know you have my goat. And you know what that goat means to me.
Next.
Hi. My name is Luca.
Well, the end of that was my cat, not a voicemail.
I thought that was a baby crying. Is he inside the room?
No.
Transcript not available. Huh. Okay.
So, this is fun.
This is great, guys. This
last
is good.
Last one. We'll try and see if this phone number gives us anything good.
I'm calling about my wife's medication, and I can't leave because she says my ass is very fat.
Byron?
I'm very sorry. This is Myron again. I dropped my phone because my ass is so fat. Oh, my wife's coming after me right now. Please get her medications.
What the hell?
So I know who this is.
Uh-oh.
Not going to say.
Is that you again? Of course it is.
Steve?
I'm on a roll today.
I know you are playing footsie with me.
Well, thanks for the messages.
Yes,
even though
thanks,
they're a little trolly. Wasn't that Chevy?
Nope, that one was not Chevy.
Oh, that was somebody different?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, if you want to call in and leave actual messages, that'd be awesome.
Do your best to make us laugh.
Yeah, make us laugh. Dance monkey.
Something.
All right, dance monkeys. It's 517-258-2553. That number again is 517-258-2553. Just
We'll start calling you guys if you,
yeah.
You know, if you don't. So
that's yeah, right. And then we're not going to tell you on the podcast.
That's right.
Oh, there we go. Finally.
Chevy, it's your fucking phone, dude.
Is your refrigerator running?
I wonder if he's going to be able to hear us, though. Did he ignore us? Mm-hmm. Chevy?
He ignored us.
Chevy? It's going right now. It's connected, it says.
Chevy, I know you answered.
Hi, Chevy.
You're on the podcast.
I'm eating jerky.
Chevy, Can you hear me now?
Maybe you can't hear us. Seems like we should be able to see.
Are you messing? It was the so my computer volume was coming through.
Oh, it's that film. Better luck next time. Maybe we'll just have to actually come on the podcast next week.
Yeah, you know.
Are we going to shoot for Tuesdays?
If we can, yeah, that'd be great. Word.
I vote we try to, like, every week we just try to actually see what works.
Oh, okay.
Rather than committing to a day, like, oh, that didn't work this week, so let's just give up forever. Like, we actually try to figure out what would work best for us, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So what we're trying to say is this is our last episode. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it. Again, you can call us at
517-258-2553.
Well, I guess we can keep this one shorter if you guys want.
Yeah, there we go. Shorter. Still 40-some minutes.
Oh, okay.
We're doing good.
We should do just over an hour.
Yeah. But, no big deal.
Well, I know that didn't have as much entertainment as when Chevy's sitting across from me, but we'll try our best. We miss him. We'll see him next week.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I am Steve Guy.
I am Cameron.
I am producer Matt. And again, if you'd like to leave us a message on our voicemail, it is 517-258-2553. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub one day. I don't know. Stuff like that. Look up Wait What Podcast. It's WATWHA Podcast.
Not the comic book.
Not the comic book.
Not the comic book one, I should say.
Oh, wait, what?
Not the comic book Wait What Podcast. We're the other one.
Peace.
See ya.
Deuces.
I forgot that existed.